The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
And what prompted this feeling an issue is that, although this seems to happen quite a bit, there was an instance where, I'm not going to mention names because I just don't feel like it, but there's a very famous person that I am an acquaintance of. I know of him. I knew him when he was nothing, and I've watched this meteoric rise of his, and he's done it just in the worst ways that you can do it, and by taking advantage of people, by stealing from people, by just typical crap. And that's the way he's achieved his great success. Plus, you know, talent. There's no doubt that this asshole has talent. And I just got so pissed off. I really got pissed off. I thought, you fucker. Why are you fucking successful? Why are you dirty bastard? And then I thought of what I thought. You know, I have in my heart such animosity and truly wished this guy ill. And yet, not only did he succeed, but he succeeded with, he continues to succeed with great relish and mustard and ketchup.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's no doubt that this asshole has talent.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1176 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 31st of July, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. I have got a list, and y'all, on it is, we're gonna close out Census Month. Yes, my buddy!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all can't believe it's the last day of the month. Shalom alaikum. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to talk about the census here in just a few minutes. But y'all, it's been quite the month. Quite the month, y'all. And I am happy to report to some of you that next July we will not, I repeat, not be doing the census. You know, you don't do that every year. But there will be another BFO census before episode 3000. Big Fatty, we'll start getting ready for it now, buying new earplugs. So anyway, y'all, a couple of things. I didn't get a chance to do this on yesterday's little show, and y'all, I just felt horrible. I just felt horrible about it, because y'all, over the weekend up there in the Faroe Islands, y'all, it was the big celebration. It was Beefa Fest. Big Fatty, it was not. That's correct. It was St. Olaf's Day, or Olav, let me see if I can say it, Olav Soka. Y'all, and that's the big holiday there in the Faroese Islands. And Miss Beaver, y'all, she's been in absentia here lately. And y'all, I was wondering what was going on, but y'all, I had forgotten that Saint Olaf's Day was coming up, y'all. And it was on Sunday the 29th, And, you know, and it was a half day on Saturday. It's the big holiday. Y'all, they have the whale flensing and the fish canning and all kinds of lovely things that go on up there. So, Miss Beaver, we hope that that you had an enjoyable St. Olaf's Day, and that we hope to have you back on the Twitty and the commenting over at the BFO real soon. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all gotta finish telling you about the weekend. Ran out of time yesterday. But y'all, let me, I'm trying to remember where I left off. I don't remember. But anyway, y'all, I'll just start on Saturday. Y'all, I had a day on Saturday. Y'all, first of all, I couldn't stay awake on a Friday night for the ending of the Olympic show. So I got up and had my breakfast on Saturday, and I watched I recoded it. And so I watched the remainder of the Parade of Nations. Y'all, there's some deliciousness participating in the Olympic show. That's all I've got to say. And y'all, and then they lit that cauldron of fire. And y'all, they had that Muhammad Ali on there. Y'all, I don't think the man knew where he was. I really don't think the man knew where he was. And but y'all, I loved it. I absolutely loved it that they had five young athletes that nobody knew who they were. They basically were unknowns, and they had the youth of the world lit the cauldron. And y'all, I thought that was that to me, that says more than having some kind of celebratorium. You know, not unlike the Vons, yo, hey, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she was commenting on her feelings about Census Month and the BFO and all. And y'all, it was just lovely that she took the time out of her show to do that. And after I did all that and I got my shirt and all that kind of stuff, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Y'all, most of the things in the P.O. box, and I've been by on Monday also, but y'all, most of the things in there were census forms being returned. There's one from, and I'm just going to say who they're from. I'm not going to open them up right now because I'm going to open the census forms starting on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, Aussie sent something. That had him. Y'all, he sent a big old thick. Y'all, I don't know what's in there. But y'all, that's more than a long form in that envelope. So nice they named it twice. Y'all, something from the San Francisco, California, eh? I'm not sure who sent that. Eric, in the Denvers, I've received your census. Eric from Minnesota, I got yours. David and Brian and their friend, I believe his name was Timothy. Is that right? The lurker Timothy received your sensei, y'all, and Denny or Warren from Baltimore. You know, he sings along with Stevie B. Receive this, sensei, and y'all, but y'all, I've received, there are a couple of other things here, one from that Peter G, and y'all, it looks like a card, so I think I'm gonna hold off on that. I don't know if that may be a happy exiting of the birth canal card, But I'm going to wait on that. And then I got something from Miss Bacon. It says open for the August the 10th show. So y'all have to hold on that. Peter G, send me a note. Let me know if I should open your card now or should I wait. But anyway, we'll be opening all those sets out a little bit later. But y'all, I got a postcard. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, someone is calling. Y'all, it's Perfetti, dear Gussie, Big Fatty. Let me just take this call right now, y'all. We're just going to see what... Yes! This is Perfetti. You're on the little show. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, in the middle of the cellular telephonic device call from Perfetti, y'all, I hit the micro-hoist and the recording stopped, and I tried to start it again, and y'all, it was using the internal micro-hoist rather than the blue snowflake, so y'all, it was just ruined. You couldn't hear a damn word Perfetti was saying. So y'all, I've just gone in and taken the ruination out. Big Fatty, you don't ever edit. Well, you know, this is a special occasion. So anyway, so y'all, after Perfetti called, y'all, Big Fatty picked right back up. Yes, Big Fatty, please continue. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know damn good and well it's going to be ruined. But anyway, Big Fatty, is it working? Yeah, I think it's working now. Anyway, y'all, also in the P.O. box was a card, his postcard, and y'all, on the front of it is a picture postcard. On the front of it is a car, and it says, just hitched, and to the back of it, it has six cans of the Spam. You know, that's the spiced ham, y'all. And it says, two Boston singles were in the grocery store when they both reached for Spam. They're not single anymore. That's amazing but true. And y'all, that's from the Spam Museum. And y'all, the card says, Big Fatty, I have been to the Spam Museum, and I am also a shareholder. I love the Spam and would love to be the Spam Ambassador of the BFO. Spam kisses. And y'all, that is from the Laughing Buddha, Mark. And y'all, I think that to commemorate the end of Census Month, y'all, we will now designate Mark as the self-appointed resident Spam Ambassador to the BFO. So, Mark, thank you so much for the lovely card. That's just lovely. And y'all, it's lovely to have a Spam Ambassador, too. Yes, McFreddy. Y'all, continuing with the weekend on Saturday night, y'all went out to the... And y'all drove into the parking lot, and y'all, it's dark. Dark as midnight. Dark as midnight, not a light on. And y'all, I'm thinking, dear Gussie, what's been going on? Did they forget to pay the power bill? And y'all met Granny and Miss Porter in the parking lot, and sure enough, a strong storm came through on Saturday evening. Y'all hit a transformer, not a drag queen, because, you know, a drag queen can sometimes be referred to as a transformer also. But it hit the electrical transformer and knocked the power out. So y'all, we were powerless. So, y'all, they were not able to open on Saturday night. So, y'all, we went downtown to the Dudley Do-Rights. Granny and Miss Porter had never been to the Dudley Do-Rights. And so went down there and had some cocktails. And, y'all, that's right. If I mention Granny, you know what's coming next. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we sat down on the upholstered cushions at the table we were sitting at, and y'all, Granny stuck his hand down in between the cushion, and y'all, a staple sliced through his finger. So y'all, there was blood, and y'all, oh dear Gussie, you know, we did not have to go to the emergency room or everything. They had a Band-Aid adhesive bandage available, so he put that on there. But y'all, then he revealed to Big Fatty that I asked him, I said, have you had any other medical maladies? And y'all, he has. Evidently they have got him on some sort of blood thinner because of his heart attack or his spell. He's not calling it a heart attack. It's his spell. But, y'all, it evidently makes his gums bleed. Y'all, the poor old thing, she's just absolutely falling to pieces. Big fatty, she's ancient. She's just ancient. Gussie, y'all had good cocktails there. Came on back to the Fat Cave, watched some of the Olympics. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And then on Sunday, y'all went to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, by the way, and shopped around there. And y'all, then my most regular gentleman caller came by. Y'all, it's been over a month. Over a month since he's been over, and y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. So we made up for some lost time there. And then Sunday night, watch the Big Brother app. Anyway, y'all, before I forget, you know, I said I was going to send a package to that Kim. Beaver. At the end of the month, that's today, but y'all, I've decided to extend that deadline because I've heard from a couple of people that they just forgot, and so I'm going to wait until Friday the 10th of August. No, I tell you what, we'll wait till Thursday the 9th of August, because y'all, that's Dr. E. Pluribus Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal, that Thursday the 9th of August. So y'all, you have until then to get your items for Miss Beaver's package. Big Fatty, when you say it just sounds vulgar. You've got until then to get that to me. Now, y'all, starting next week, I'm gonna start reading the long forms on the little show. It won't be a fully dedicated show, but I'll read two or three a day. So y'all, we'll find out plenty about people and how they love the BFO, and y'all, especially with the most important part is finding out about the last time they shot themselves. Now, y'all, it is indeed the end of Census Month, and y'all, I want to thank all of you that participated in Census Month. Y'all, it was a lot of fun for Big Fatty. I'm especially delighted to have the lurkers that have come out to participate. Y'all, it didn't hurt to do that. And y'all, it's a lot of fun. And Big Fatty, we're going to enjoy this for a few more weeks to come. But y'all, I also want to thank one more time. I want to thank that Dells in Dallas for doing the music for us. I want to thank Mr. Pat Geik for singing the census songs all month long, and along with Foul Monkeys Ricky and Nessa and the Von Yo Yo Yo, and of course Poodle McNoodle. Yes, Big Fatty, don't forget me. And Conscience helped out, and y'all, of course Miss La 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 Lauren for doing all of the artwork all month long. Thank you all very much, and it's wonderful being able to count on you. Gussie, y'all, I'll have a full report for you on tomorrow's little show about the state of the station, y'all. We're having that Monday evening at 8 p.m. in the evening in the only time zone that matters. And, y'all, that'll be the next big thing coming up. Y'all, once again, if you want to get something in Miss Beaver's box, Big Fatty, please, you can go ahead and send it to Big Fatty, and I will include that when I get it in the mail to her on the 9th. I'll wait till the 9th of August to do that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday, and y'all, I hope you'll wake up tomorrow morning and say, Rabbit, Rabbit, what did you think of today's show, Vera?
There's no doubt that this asshole has talent.
Well, of course he does. That's why he's Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.